On Monday, a group of 30 concerned Utah residents tried to deliver a message to the Bureau of Land Management. What started with a short protest outside the BLM building eventually moved inside, with demonstrators attempting to deliver the People's Environmental Impact Statement on tar sands.
We're not going to have it disturbing BLM business today. So if one of you would like to go, that's fine. I'll escort one of you up.
Okay. So if you'd like to come with me. Can I take a buddy?
You take a buddy?
Yeah.
Sure. You can grab one person.
Great.
The group was met by 6 security guards, but eventually 2 protesters were allowed upstairs to deliver the 3-page statement.
The reason we're here is that we feel that people have not been heard, and we wanted to deliver our own environmental impact statement stating the danger of mining tar sands here in Utah.
That's Henya Balalia, director of Peaceful Uprising. She says she's concerned the federal government is making more than 130,000 acres available for tar sands development in Utah. Balalia says there's a lot at risk: water, wildlife, and Utah's tourism industry.
Tar sands is essentially the dirtiest form of oil to extract. It's under the surface, and what needs to be done in order to get to it is strip mine, and so get below the surface. And then once they actually get to the tar sands, they have to extract the bitumen from the sand. And that process is extremely energy intensive, both in terms of fossil fuel energy as well as water.
BLM spokesperson Megan Crandall says the proposed plan allows for 130,000 acres in the state to open up for research, development, and demonstration leases.
We are saying somebody needs to prove that the technology exists to even develop tar sands. But even more importantly than that, we need more information about the environmental consequences before we can even think about committing to broad-scale tar sands development.
So who needs to prove that? Crandall says industry.
If somebody in industry were to say, I want to look into that, they would then apply for that RD&D lease. And then at the point at which down the road, we have looked at it, we've decided that it's technologically feasible, and we really have a lot more information about what the consequences are to the environment, that's when we can really start to look at the possibility of committing to a broader scale development.
Those opposing the agency's decision are holding meetings and public forums in the upcoming weeks to educate more people on the issue. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.